Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. Good morning. Today, I'm going to talk about exposing the game and breakups, and don't be a victim of the game. Now, a lot of people be like, what are you talking about, the game? I don't play games, this and that. Well, I'm here to tell you that if you're going to be in the dating world or you're not in a serious relationship yet with somebody, chances are you're going to be exposed to quote unquote the game, all right? And I'm going to get into it and make you aware of the warning signs of the game because people play the game. Now, I'm going to be talking basically about women to men, but it goes both ways. Women play game on men, partner to partner play game. So I'm going to go into a couple of things that you guys should be aware of when I talk about the game and things to watch out for, because people that are playing the game are basically people that are manipulators, people that are trying to fool you, people that are after some benefit. It all ties into the love bombing. People that play the game love bomb you and try to fool you. People that play the game breadcrumb you and string you along for when they're ready to see you, okay? They're not really all that interested in you, so they breadcrumb you till they want to use you for some purpose. And basically, the game is just somebody trying to use you for some purpose, and most of the time, it's sex. Most of the time, I talk about men that play the game to try to get over on women for sex, usually. But the people could play the game for a lot of different things. They could play the game because they're trying to get over financially or for other reasons as well, for some kind of benefit. But, you know, I'm not talking about all men. There are exceptions to the rule, but I'm talking in general. And this goes on a lot. And you need to be aware of these things, all right, if you don't want to be hurt. Because that's another thing I'm going to talk about is breakups. People with a broken heart because they're victims of the game. They got involved with people. They looked at these people, they thought these people were something that they weren't, and they're brokenhearted, okay? So let me start by just talking about the game and then get into everything. So first of all, the first thing I'm going to tell you, all right, with, you know, COVID going on and everything, a lot of people are on the dating apps. A lot of people have become dependent on the dating apps, trying to find quote unquote love. Now, when I talk about the game, what I'm talking about is if you're a person that's out there that's really trying to meet somebody, that's looking for love, trying to meet somebody for more than just a hookup, then this applies to you. Now, if you're just somebody that's out there hooking up, that's totally different, and that's not what I'm talking about here. So first off, I'm going to talk about the dating apps, okay? Getting on the dating apps. First of all, years ago, when you got on a dating app, you had a better chance of meeting somebody and having a nice relationship or a long-term relationship with that person, okay? Things have evolved. And what I mean by that is today, the dating apps are 99.99999% hookups. So if you're somebody that's looking to meet somebody, seriously, my advice is get off the dating apps. Get off the dating apps, okay? Unless you're really, really sharp and really slick and you could really weed out. But 99% of those people on those dating apps are not looking for anything more than a hookup. Period. Dot. End of story. All right? So they're very, I'm going to talk about the game. They're going to try to use the game on you to get over on you. And some of these people are very slick. That's why people fall in. That's why people get fooled. That's why people get broken hearts, because they didn't see that they're a victim of the game. So when I talk about the game, I'm going to start from the beginning, all right? Let's say you're talking to people and you're going through profiles and you're trying to see what, you know, you're trying to see what's out there. So a lot of these people will say something to the effect of, well, I'm looking for a friend and see what happens. That is a red flag, gang. That is a red flag. Anybody that's telling you they're looking for a friend is not looking for something serious, is not looking for a girlfriend, boyfriend, a significant other for a future. So that is a red flag, okay? That's the subtle way of saying, I'm looking for a friends with benefits. And then they throw in there and see what happens. See what happens. No, you want somebody who knows what they want. You want somebody who's ready, okay? If they have to see what happens, then they don't really know exactly what they're looking for. And then you have these guys that come back and say, well, you know, you have to be friends, you know, in before you begin. No, first of all, you don't fuck your friends. That's number one, okay? So it's totally different. Being friends with somebody is totally different than dating somebody. So I need to make the distinction here, because a lot of people, they get caught up in that and they say, well, you know, that makes sense. You know, start off as friends. No, you don't date your friends. Your friends is when you hang out with your friends, most of the time you're going Dutch with your friends. And it's a little bit more relaxed. When you're dating somebody, it's totally different. You're dating for a purpose. You're dating to move forward in your life. You're dating to build with that person. So flag number one in exposing the game is when you're on the dating apps and somebody says they're looking for a friend and see what happens, okay? Now, let's get past that and let's talk about you start with somebody and they try to tell you, oh, well, I'm looking for a relationship. I'm looking for a relationship. Now, you have the other, you know, you have the other people out there, the other zeros, the other clowns that are going to sit there and flat out lie and tell you they're looking for a relationship when they're not. Number one, rule number one is we don't believe anything that comes out of anybody's mouth or text until they have proven themselves over time. It's the marathon. It's the time game. It's being able to see if they could back up their words, because people will always say whatever to try to win you over, and especially in the beginning. In the beginning, they're going to come on strong. In the beginning, you are something new. You are something fresh. You are something exciting. So you're going to see the best of them, the best in the very beginning. You're going to see the most effort from them in the very beginning. These are the people that I'm talking about that are going to try to play game on you, all right? And when I talk about game, like I said, it's somebody that's trying to manipulate you and try to fool you for some kind of purpose, which is usually sex, all right? So when you start talking to these people, and let's say, okay, they pass that test, they're telling you they're really looking to meet somebody and get to know them, yada, yada, yada. The next thing is you better get them on the phone. You tell them, you know, I'm not big on texting. How about we talk on the phone? Now, if that person has a problem getting on the phone, then that person is either in a relationship or they have so many different women that they're dealing with, they're not about to put the time in to get on the phone with you. So that is another test. They need to get on the phone. Plus, getting on the phone really gives you a feel for who that person is. When you hear their emotions in their voice, you get a feel. Trust your gut. Trust your gut. You get a feel for who you're dealing with. So you want to tell them, you know, oh, I really like to talk on the phone. It's a better way to get to know somebody. And they should get on the phone. Now, a lot of them will get on the phone initially the first time, okay? But they won't be able to keep it up. It's going to start to die out day after day, all right? They won't be able to keep getting on the phone with you and talking with you every single day for, like, let's say, an hour a day, or to just get to know you. So if they're not able to talk to you consistently on a daily basis by getting on the phone, that is a red flag. When somebody says to you, well, here's my number, you give me a call. No. You give them your number, your Text Now app number, because you don't want to give out your real number in the beginning till you know who you're dealing with. Because people, especially if they have friends that are, you know, in the police department, they could look up your address as well, you guys. That's why I always say use a text app number till you get to talk to this person and see and know what they are about, because there's a lot of crazy people in the world. So the next thing is, you give them your number if they ask for it, and you tell them, well, no, give me a call. Now, if this person doesn't call you within 24 hours, you need to lose that person, because that person is not serious. Any kind of flakiness, you need to lose that person, all right? That's how you weed out who's ready to play game and who's not. People that are serious follow through. And I want to bring up another point too, you guys. The way you got to look at it is, you have to look at it like, would, if they were dealing with their employer, would they flake on their employer? If they told their boss that, oh yeah, I'll give you a call tonight, would they not call their boss? No, most definitely they would call their boss. And it's the same thing in relationships. When you're serious about something, you do it. It shows character. When somebody says they're going to do something and they follow through, it shows character. When they don't, that shows you poor character. Unless, of course, they have a, you know, a good reason for not calling you, somebody got sick. But what I'm trying to say is, if you start to see constant excuses, then, you know, lose that person, because that's just the tip of the iceberg of what you will be in for. People make time for who they want to make time for. It doesn't matter how busy they are at work or whatever. People in this age of technology, it takes literally less than 30 seconds to send a text if you really care about somebody, okay? So now, the other thing I want to talk about with the game is, when you're dealing with somebody and you're starting to get to know them, the next thing you got to look at is this person trying you? And what I mean trying you is this person talking nasty to you in the very beginning? Anybody that you deal with that brings up any kind of sexual inference in the beginning, that is a red flag. Lose that person. Unless you're looking for a hookup, that's totally different. Like I said from the beginning of this podcast, we're talking about people that are out there that are dating and looking for relationships, not looking for hookups. That's totally different. But if you're starting to talk to somebody and they bring up anything sexual, they ask you what's your favorite position, they ask you when was the last time you had sex, any reference to sex, red flag, sex is on the mind. That is a person that most likely is testing you to see if they could get into that sexual talk with you, to see how freaky you are, to see if you will be an easy mark for them to get over on. So be aware of that. Be aware. If somebody's really trying to get to know you, they shouldn't be bringing up any of that in the very, very beginning. Okay. And if anybody says to you, oh, send me pictures. Like I've said in prior podcasts, if you want to send a picture, send a conservative picture with a headshot. Don't give them any body shots. Don't give them any sexy pictures, because a lot of these guys, they're using women for sexy pictures. They want these sexy pictures. And I don't even want to tell you what they're doing with them, but it's true. Some of them are, you know, masturbating to your pictures and everything like that. So don't be used just to give somebody sexy pictures. Okay, then the next thing they'll want to do is they'll want to video chat. They want to see how far they get on a video chat sexually with you. Then maybe if you live close enough, they're going to want to meet you and everything like that. But if when it starts with sex, it ends with sex. Remember that. When it starts with sex, it ends with sex. Because it doesn't work like you have sex and then you have the relationship after. Very rarely does that work. I'm not saying it can't. I know people in rare instances that have had sex on the first night and gotten married, but it's very, very rare. That's not really how it flows. So you want somebody who gets to know the inner you first, that takes an interest in the inner you first rather than the sexual. Now, I know in the beginning, everybody, you know, it's visual, and especially men. Men are very visual. The first thing in a man's mind is he is going to flip on and think about you as a sexual object. They're going to think about you as, you know, in a sexual way. The way you have to turn that off is you have to have conversation with that person. You have to see if that person is willing to put in conversation. Is that person asking you questions about yourself? I can't say it enough, you guys. It is the key. Remember this, all right? Remember this. It is the key. If somebody is not asking about you and trying to know you as a person, guess what? They really don't give a crap then if they don't ask. And that tells you what their interest is in you, okay? Because people could call you. People could get on the phone with you and talk about other superficial things. They could talk about themselves. A lot of them love to talk about themselves and have an ear to talk to and chew. Or they could talk about things going on in the newspaper. They could talk about COVID. They could talk about other superficial things. But if they're not asking about you, that is your number one key of whether they're interested in you for long term. Because somebody that is interested in you long term wants to know everything about you. Ask any guy out there that's in a serious relationship and he'll tell you the same thing. If they want to know you and they're looking at you as a potential partner, they're going to want to know all about you. Okay? Like for instance, I had a woman come to me. She was talking to this guy and this guy, you know, she told him a little bit about her past, you know, a guy she was dating in her past and everything like that. And they were on the phone, you know, like for the first day. It was the first day. They were on the phone for like an hour and a half, just talking about different things, you know, in their lives or whatever. He was not asking her any questions about her. She asked him questions about his prior relationships, in which case he was 45 years old, never married, okay? Never married his baby's mama, okay? He said he wasn't feeling it, but he had a kid with her, all right? That was a red flag. Anybody over 40 that hasn't been married, okay, that is usually, and I'm not going to say everybody, but that's usually somebody that is, in a lot of cases, they're a player. Not to say that people in their 40s don't get married. Of course they do. But I'm just saying, if you're dealing with somebody over 40 that has never committed and has had four decades to find somebody, you better be careful with somebody like that, because you could be wasting your time. That could be somebody that is a confirmed bachelor or bachelorette or somebody that's set in their ways. So walk cautiously with somebody like that. But this particular person that she was talking to, okay, and getting to know, at the end of the conversation, he says to her, well, you don't need to talk about your past. I don't need to know your past, okay, because we're moving forward. That is a red flag. Any guy, okay, or if it's reversed, if you're a guy dating a woman, anybody that doesn't want to know about your past does not have an interest in you. They don't care. They don't care. And the only exception I'm going to say to that is if you've been in a relationship with somebody for a couple of years, or you're married to somebody and they say, well, I don't want to hear about your past, that's totally different because they've already been in a relationship with you and maybe they don't want to hear about your exes because they're already in the relationship with you. They've already got feelings involved with you. But if you're dealing with somebody from the get-go and they tell you, you know, there's no need to talk about your past. I don't need to hear about your past. You know, that's your past. You know, we're going to move forward. That is somebody that has no interest in you long term. Get rid of them. Get rid of them. Trust me when I tell you, all right? Or you could ride it out and see what happens. But I'm telling you, even if a person likes somebody, okay, they want to know what that person is about. And the only way you know what that person is about is by their track record, is by their history. It tells you almost everything about who you're dealing with, okay? How somebody treated their exes most of the time is how they're going to treat you. If somebody was an abuser with their ex, guess what? They're going to be an abuser with you. You could pretty much almost guarantee it. This happened to a good friend of mine. She was a really pretty girl from New York. She was going out with a guy who was bad news. He was in a bad relationship before he met her, okay? She and that his last relationship, the girl ended up leaving the state because she was afraid of him because this guy had a bad rap sheet. My friend ended up getting involved with this guy, not looking at his past track record, not realizing that this guy was a dangerous person, okay? Turns out one time he took her head and he bashed it on a glass table. This is a true story, you guys. This is no bullshit. She went to the hospital and he told her, if you tell them, okay, she had all stitches down her head. He told her when she went to the hospital, if you tell anybody at the hospital, he said, I will kill you and I will kill your daughter. Okay. So she was terrified. She was terrified. And to make a long story short, you know, she wanted to get away from him. She was planning to leave him. And usually when you're trying to leave the abuser, that's when you are at most danger, most danger. So you have to be careful. If you're in an abusive relationship, you have to be very careful if you're going to leave that person, because that's when that person can be the most violent. Okay. So she told him that she wanted to leave him. He shows up at her job, which was a car dealership. She was a manager at a car dealership in New York. He showed up at the car dealership. He ended up shooting her and then shooting himself. Okay. Tragic, tragic ending. It was in the papers in New York. It was very, very sad. She had an 8-year-old daughter. Okay. But the point of what I'm trying to say in this podcast is look at somebody's past, you guys. It's very, very important to know who you're dealing with. And a lot of times people have heartbreaks. People have breakups. People go to podcasts for therapy. People go to relationship experts for therapy after they've gone through a hard breakup. And I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you this. When you're dating somebody, you need to take off the rose-colored glasses and you got to look at that person for who they are. You have to pick that person apart Because if you get involved with that person's going to have an impact on your life. You have to look, is that person responsible in their job? Can they hold a job? What is their attitude on relationships? What is their track record with their exes? Were they not able to commit to their ex-girlfriends? That's why they're 45 and never married. Are they a responsible parent if they have kids? Because if they're not a responsible parent with their other kids that they've had in the past, then they're most likely going to have a hard time being responsible if you have kids with them. I'm just using that as an example. But, you know, the whole thing is, this girl was talking to some guy and he says, well, I don't need to hear about your past. So that was a red flag. And I'm talking about red flags in dating. The other main red flag that I need to tell you guys about, quote unquote, the game, all right, is that if anybody brings the L word in and they don't even know you for at least, and even this is a short term, if they don't even know you 2 months, all right, that, and they're bringing up love you, oh, I love you after the first week, okay, that is somebody that is love bombing you, that is a fake phony, okay, believe me when I tell you that. So don't fall into the trap of somebody saying, I love you, I love you, I love you. Everybody, every guy, almost every guy out there knows that that is quote unquote the game. For them to tell you how much they love you. For them to tell you, oh, one day you're going to be Mrs. So-and-so. How do you feel about that? You guys, that is the game. That is the game. If you don't have a history with that person, if you have not been dating that person for a while, they are giving you game. And don't buy into the bullshit, all right? Unless you know that person a while, because they don't know enough about you to be saying that to you, that they love you, or to say they want you to be their wife. They're giving you game. Don't believe it. And that's what happens to these people. That's what happens to a lot of these women. They fall to the trap and become a victim of the game. And then they end up in a heartbreak and they're crying because they didn't see the fool for who he was, because they didn't know the game that's being played out there. And that's why I'm here, to expose the game so that there aren't other people that become victim of the game and are manipulated. I'm trying to wake people up that have never been taught this. Okay? So the other thing I made a whole list of this, you guys. The other thing when I'm talking about the game is when they want to meet you right away, you need to take your time. You need to have at least 5 conversations with them on the phone before you go meet them, like I've said in the past. Now, the other thing I need to bring up is, you know, a lot of people, they fall victim to the game and they have to understand it's not you. It's not you. I see this all the time in the Facebook group that I'm in. You get these women that get on there and they say, my boyfriend broke up with me. What could I do to get him back? Okay. You don't want him back. You don't want somebody that doesn't want you. Okay. Number one, you don't chase anybody. When you chase somebody, your value goes down. So even if you were to chase somebody to try to get them back, guess what? After you chase them, they're going to treat you like crap afterward. Believe me when I tell you that, all right? It's got to come from them. They've got to want you. So understand, it's not you. It's that they've either lost interest or maybe they found somebody else. Because a lot of times, and I'm just going to say it like it is, because I'm a straight up talker from New York, all right? If somebody leaves you, all right, a lot of times they got somebody on the side, okay? Very few people leave a relationship unless they got somebody lined up on the side. Now, don't come back to me and say, oh, that's not true. I broke up with somebody and I didn't have somebody on the side. There are cases that people don't, that just have had enough and say, you know, I'm out. I'm not dealing with this person. Yes, that's true. But in a number of cases, I could tell you that usually if somebody is breaking up with you and they're that adamant about breaking up with you, I would say that they've been talking to somebody or seeing somebody or they have somebody in mind on the side. So be aware of that, you guys. Be aware of that. Okay. The other thing about the game, all right, another thing I need to point out about the game is in the beginning when they start talking to you, they're going to feel you out. They are going to try to see, okay, who am I dealing with? Let me figure out who's this girl? Who's this person that I'm dealing with? So you get on the phone with them and you start telling them, listen, you know, nobody's going to fool me and I don't play games. And if somebody plays games with me, I'm not going to put up with it, blah, 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 blah. Already you're telling them who you are. So now they're going to come back at you and they're going to say, no, baby. You know, that's another thing. Anybody calls you baby in the beginning, if they're calling you baby, they're calling 10 other chicks baby. All right. Remember that. All right. So the other thing is, they're going to try to come at you and try to portray to you like, oh, okay, well, you know, I'm not like these other guys. I'm not like these other guys. You know, I know that you've been surrounded by these sex dogs and everything like that. Baby, I would never hurt you. You know, I'm a different kind of guy. I'm looking for something real and all of that. Okay, one of my friends, she gave me a screenshot of somebody that sent her this long thing. And she says to me, is this guy real or is this guy playing game on me? Okay. And he went into a whole long spiel and he's like, I'm looking for long term, no heartaches, no pain. I'm not into the cheating game. You'll never have to worry about me going out with the boys. They all have their women. If you're real, then let's build, not a game, but this is life. Are you ready for it? I'm a true man that will never hurt you and give you pain. Are you ready for happiness you never thought of again? That's what I dream of every single night. All right, let me just say this, okay? That is corny as fuck, number one, all right? That definitely sounds like game to me, and guess what? It turned out to be game. Here's a guy that writes her this long spiel trying to portray to her that he is not like these other guys. I'm a real one. I'm a real one. That's another thing they try to do. They try to portray, I have feelings, like, you know, like my friends say to me, oh, you're not a player. You really put your feelings in, you know, so you're thinking, okay, you're dealing with this guy. Oh, he's different than the other guys. He's got feelings. No, you guys, that's part of the game. Part of the game. Don't believe anything in the beginning. Let me say again. Don't trust anybody's words in the beginning until they've put in the work to talk to you on a regular basis every day, getting on the phone, okay, and showing you, giving you their time, their consistency, making time to see you. That guy that wrote her that that paragraph about, you know, I'm not into the cheating game. Well, guess what? 3 weekends in a row, he didn't make time to see her. He gave her excuses that 2 weekends he was seeing his son, and the following weekend after that, he was going out with his boys, and it was going to be lit because it's his birthday, and he was laughing about it and everything like that. But yet, this guy, he wanted her to call him every night just to say goodnight. She got to a point where she was like, why am I even calling you to say goodnight? Like, why are you wasting my time? I've been talking to you. You're not making time to see me. You're talking about going out with your boys when you said before in your other text, you're not like that. You don't hang out with the boys. So there you go. There you go, you guys. So that's just a point. You don't believe anything that's written in the beginning. You have to have that wall up until that person breaks down that wall and shows you who they are, okay? Because believe me, some of these people are very, very, you know, they're very slick in how they maneuver and how they try to play game, especially on women, okay? It goes the other way, too. You do have a lot of women that play game on men that are juggling a bunch of guys and are doing the same thing. They, one of my good friends, she does that. She's got four guys that she's rolling with. She's got one guy she sees on a regular basis, and she tells me, you know me, I always got one on the side. She's like, because you can't trust these guys. They always lie, so I always got my one on the side. That's her thing. I don't judge her for it. You know, to each his own. But I'm just saying there's women that got game going too, you guys. But if you're somebody that's not about the game, if you're somebody that really wants to meet somebody, I'm trying to point out to you certain pitfalls to watch out for when you're dealing with people that play the game. The other thing is, another big thing is the age thing. When you're dealing with a guy, and let's say that guy is over 35, and he says to you, oh, I played my games. I'm not a player anymore. You know, in my younger years, I used to be like that, but I'm looking for something real and everything like that. Just watch out. Watch out. Don't think because they're older that they're different. I know guys that are in their 50s and 60s that are still playing the game. So just because they throw at you that line and say to you, oh, I'm older now, you know, I'm not a player anymore. Most of the time, not always, there are some people that are exceptions, but most of the time, you guys, they're still that player. They're still that player. I hate to say it, but it's true. Some people never grow up. Some people, that is their basic character. It's not about age. I tell my friends this all the time. It's not about age. It's about somebody's character. What is their character as far as dealing with relationships? Are they somebody that want relationships, that have respect for relationships, that are all in on relationships, or are they somebody that's just playing around and looking to play around with you? Okay. So let me just end this by saying the number one thing, you guys, see if that person is asking questions about you. See if that person is consistent in getting on the phone with you on a daily basis. See if that person can be patient in seeing you. Most of the time when people are playing game, they won't put too much into you if they got to work for it. If you sit there and you tell them, listen, I don't want to meet you right away. I like to get to know somebody. I like to talk on the phone for a while. Most times the game players are going to drop off. They're going to say, I'm not dealing with this. I'm not getting on the phone with her and everything like that because I'm not invested in it. And most of the time they'll fall off, and that's how you know that you're dealing with a fake one, and you let that go. You let that shit go. You let that person go. They're not for you. I don't care how good looking they are. I don't care if they're making great money. Okay, that doesn't mean anything if you're in a miserable relationship with somebody who's gonna put you on a roller coaster, who's somebody who's going to be here one day and gone the next. So, you know, look at that as a blessing from God if they fall off. Then you know that that person was going to waste your time. So, you know, there's the door. Don't let it hit you on the way out. All right. So that's what I had to just bring up. I'm trying to think what else as far as the game goes. Just basically, you have to weed through. That's why I say, you know, with the dating apps, really, I don't recommend it. Go in the interest groups. Get on Facebook. Go on the interest groups. Try to meet people that way. I know it's hard to meet in everyday life, especially if a lot of people are in quarantine and are homebound. Try to meet people through friends and work or stuff like that. But the dating apps are pretty much a waste of your time. The dating apps are people that are pretty much looking for hookups. And if you're not looking for a hookup, you are wasting your time. Don't believe what they tell you. Okay. You'll see what I'm talking about if you're a newbie and new to all this. Okay. Put your energy elsewhere. Put your energy into yourself. Build yourself up. Don't waste your time talking on the phone with zeros or clowns when you could be on your grind, on your hustle, making money, when you could be working on yourself. Write a book, do a podcast, start a YouTube channel. You could be getting into yourself, work on your business, do an online course and take some college credits or something like that. Okay. Something that's productive. Don't waste your time with people that are not investing in you, that are really not being upfront with you. And I'm going to tell you honestly, when you start to see these flags, you need to get rid of these people. Do not sit there and give them second chances. Okay? When somebody shows you who they are the first time, you better believe them. Trust me when I tell you that. So if somebody's showing you that they're really not interested in you, you need to, you know, it's time to abandon ship, because otherwise you're wasting your time. You're not going to change people. Who they are is who they are. Amen. And I just had to say all that because it's facts, you guys. Believe me, I lived enough life. I know what it is. And I'm trying to help people out there so that they don't fall victim of the game. All right. Have a great day. And if you like my podcast, please hit the subscribe button and share, and have a great day. Are you having a problem in your dating or relationship life and you need a question answered? Well, go to my website. The link is in the podcast description, and you'll see how you can ask Yaz a question and get it answered confidentially. So go to the podcast description and look for the link where it talks about how Yaz will answer your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz. I want to tell you about my two books that are on Amazon, okay? You can download them free with the trial membership from Kindle. The first book is Regain Your Power. If you're in a relationship and you feel like your partner has all the control in the relationship, maybe you're walking around on eggshells, you're afraid to approach them, it's going to tell you how to regain your power and be happy in the relationship, okay? And what you may be doing wrong, and that's why your partner has all the control in the relationship. The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time. There's a lot of people that are dating someone or in a relationship with somebody who's not really vested in the relationship. And we often are confused as to whether our partner really likes us or is into us or wants a future with us. And this book is going to give you signs and red flags of whether your partner is into you or he's just basically drifting and wasting your time. So go to Amazon and download the Kindle free trial membership. Doesn't cost you anything. And check it out. It may help you. Okay? And have a great day.